time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Hey, welcome back to the Ralph Miller Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where, wow, what a tremendous game we had in game one tonight. The ladies contest, back and forth, Benedictine trailing in the second quarter, came back late, it goes to overtime, and Mid-America was able to eke out the win, 80-77. But right now, focus is going to shift. And it is the guys' turn here this evening. The Benedictine men coming into the ballgame tonight, 3-2 and 1-0 against the Mid-America, who comes in at 4-3, but 0-1 in the conference. And I am just looking for a link here that hasn't come up yet. But bear with us, we'll get to that. Mid-America and Benedictine. What a tremendous rich history these two teams got. They've been playing one another since I started. So these teams have been up against one another from back in the 70s. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Bring you the starters, bring you a little insight, bring you the tip. Raven basketball right after this.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Hey, welcome back to the NOLA Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. And tell you what, public address announcer guy, he's introducing the starters to the crowd. With that in mind, let me introduce them to you. Look at this. It's like magical stuff around here, isn't it? Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Lights go out as the Ravens have a kind of a little intro video and light show that they enjoy. And by the way, light show, there's some nice kind of crazy lights that go on here in the NOLA tonight. I haven't quite figured them out yet, but they're kind of interesting. I'll say that. All right, let's take a look at those starters, shall we? First of all, for Mid-America, head coach Adam Hepker. They're going to be starting Malachi Bryant. He's a 6'2" junior out of Boston, Massachusetts. Out of Dallas, Texas, a 6'2" freshman, Uriah Pute. Isaiah Coles from Olathe. He's a junior, 6'4". A sophomore from Des Moines is 6'4", Elijah Voss. And running it out, Caden Caberline. He's from Olathe. He is a senior and 6'7". Tall team, 6'2", 6'2", 6'4", 6'4", 6'7". For the Benedictine Ravens, head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Appear. Benedictine is going to be starting the five that kind of they settled into with 6'4", Preston Reynolds out of Leawood, Kansas. Jack Vanderwoody from Knoxville, Virginia. He's a 6'4 junior. And 6'1 out of South Bend, Indiana. It'll be the sophomore, Deglin Sullivan. Bryson LaRose from Lee Summit, Missouri. He's a 6'2 senior. And from Budapest, Hungary, it is Vince Duca. He's a senior, and he is 6'8". Around the 100 American Athletic Conference tonight, a full slate. I mentioned Culver of Missouri Baptist, Missouri Valley, William Woods, Grandview of Clark, Baker at Park, William Pennis at Central Methodist, Mount Mercy, St. Ambrose, Peru State at Graceland. And it's Mid-America game at Benedictine. Here's the thing that's kind of interesting. Mid-America is receiving votes in the national poll. There is no team in the conference in the top 25. There is going to be one game Friday in the conference. William Woods is going to go to William Penn. And then Saturday, going to be all kinds of games. And oddly enough, Benedictine is going to be later in the day. The Saturday games, for the most part, in the conference are going to be noon for the ladies and two for the guys. Clark at Peru, Mount Mercy at Mid-America, Grandview at Missouri Baptist, Central Methodist at Park. At 4 o'clock, Benedictine is going to be at Culver Stockton. And then a night game with Baker, Missouri Valley, 5:30, 7:30. So there you have all that. And, of course, we'll be with the Ravens over in Canton Saturday afternoon. That said, guys, game set to go. The ball goes up. The tip is away. Ravens are going to control the down. Benedictine with the basketball. We are underway. Bryson LaRue starts into the lane, steps on the sideline as he starts his kind of a circuitous trip to the rim. And the Ravens are going to turn it over right out of the gate. Here comes Mid-America back up court with it. It's going to be Bryant with the basketball. Guarded by Preston Reynolds. Swings it over to the left side to Cole. Out on top, Caberline. He goes into the lane and gets fouled. We're going to have a foul called. We are going to have that basket. Kind of a little jump shot. A little short pull-up jumper, but going to wave it off. First foul of the game is going to be against Benedict, and it's going to be on Vince. So Duca picking up the first foul. Pioneers come out on top, dump it over to the left side. They'll rotate on top, hook pass underneath, and the ball is thrown away on a little return pass from in the lane. They thrown it in the middle of Caberline. They were hoping to kick it back out on top to Cole, but pass was errant, out of bounds into the Raven bench. And a minute into the game, we are still scoreless. Ravens back up court. Here's Deglin. BC going left to right across your dial in the opening half. Vanderwoody, who I still don't recognize with the new haircut, comes out on top to Benze. Preston goes into the lane, dips it left. Here's a three. Yeah, Ravens break out on top, 3-0 on a jump shot by Deglin Sullivan. Hook pass back over to the left side. Mid-America back on offense. Ravens with a 3-0 lead. Here's a three. Boom! And Mid-America's going to answer. So as quickly as the Ravens take a 3-0 lead, Mid-America ties it up at 3. And we're a minute and a half gone. Sullivan got the Benedict in 3. Declan, here's a jumper short. Rebound, Pioneer. The bucket for Mid-America was by Elijah Voss, by the way. 18 to go. The lights are going away. The lights are going away. Here's a baseline jumper. Nope. Rebound, Vanderwoody. Here comes Benedictson. Ravens will kick it over. Jack gets tripped, knocked to the floor, jumps back up. Ball over to Deglin. Preston will back in, working in front of the Raven bench. Speeds underneath, little crossover layup. Up and good. Duca for 2. Ravens leading at 5-3. 2.5 minutes in. Baseline shot. And Vince Day with a second quick foul. The basket attacks by Caberline. And Vince Day just kind of getting behind the play just a little bit. So Duca picking up his second foul, and I'm sure he's going to be coming out after this first of 2 free throws. Caberline shot, rattles, and in. Caden Caberline puts the first one in. Stick around with us after the game because we always get an opportunity to chat with BC Guys head coach Ryan Booty post-game. Second free throw. Yeah, he'll get a boat. And we are tied again now at 5. Baseline 3 for Vanderbooty. Boom! Oh! Jack, who's kind of fallen away, throws it right in there. 8-5 at Benedictson. 17-17 to go. First half. And Caberline, the big guy, in, turns, reverse, layup, got it. Caroline's super active, big guy in the middle. 4 points for him. 8-7, Benedictson. We're now at 17 minutes to go in the first half. BC brought Drew Purdy in after that second foul by Vince. Here's the ball around to the left side. Gets it there to Bryson. LaRue will feed in the middle. And nice job. A little head fake by Preston Reynolds. The defender for Mid-America absolutely jumping out of the gym, lands on his shoulders. Now, you got to understand, Preston Reynolds, 6 foot, what, 4? Here's a free throw, can't hit it. So Preston's like 6'4", and this guy leaps so high, he lands, comes down and lands on his shoulders. Second free throw rolls around it in. So Preston's going to get 1 of 2, picking up his first point of the ballgame and giving the Ravens a 2-point lead. 9-7, Benedictson. And by the way, that foul was on Uriah Butte. B-O-U-T-T-E, a 6'2" freshman from Dallas. Shot misses. Ravens D picks up the board. Benedictson back up the court with it with a 2-point lead. Over to the right side, Declan Sullivan in front of the Pioneer bench. Kicks it to the corner. The three, LaRue, no. Murray better get out, Mid-America. Foss comes down with the basketball, and here come your Pioneers. 16 minutes to go in the opening half. Mid-America out on top. It's going to be Caper line with the left-hand dribble. Dumps it down to the left side. Bryant cuts across to the baseline, and we're going to get a rebound foul. It's going to come back in again to Mid-America. Malachi Bryant will do the inbound work down there, and him and he's going to make a pair of substitutions. We'll pick him up here in just a second, but right now, the ball very quickly comes into play, and a driving layup down the left side is going to be up and good, and Malachi Bryant with two. We are tied at nine. 15 and a half to go in the first half. BC topside Deglin. Here's Jack, starts into the lane, kicks it back. No room in the middle. The pass out on top, batted, but Ravens are going to be able to recover it, save it in. Shot clock to three, shot clock to two, and there's going to be the shot clock violation as Benedict's offense kind of sputtered on that possession. 15-10 to go in the first half, so it will not be a media timeout until the next one. Landon Wagler is coming to the game, as has Makai Balansky and Elliot Mogren. Makai Blackney, a 6'6 sophomore from Olathe. Wagler is a 6'5 Lenexa native, and Mogren is a 6'7 freshman from Sweden. We're tied at nine, Mid-America with a basketball. 5 minutes gone. It'll push pass underneath, layup up a good. Mid-America with a lead. And Wagner will have his first point of the game. It is 11-9. Pioneers at the 14:40 mark of the first half. For the Ravens, only one substitution. That was precipitated by the second foul of the ballgame by Vince Duca. And that brought Drew Purdy into the game. Here's a little falling away shot. No, but a follow is going to be up and in by Preston Reynolds. We're tied at 11. And on the upcourt play, the ball gets out of bounds, and we're going to get the media break. Taking a timeout, Joseph. 14-17 to go in the half. Benedictine, Mid-America, we're tied at 11.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha, or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Looking at the tremendous number of Benedictine football players on hand here today. So good to see that. So John's running some of his staff here on hand as well, supporting the other groups in the department. So it's always good to see that. There will be no Raven football Saturday. Let's just go right there. Benedictine earning a bye in the first round of the NAIA football championship series. So no Raven ball this Saturday. They will be in action. They will be in action a week from Saturday, which is the 29th of November, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And they will be playing at Wilcox Stadium. Now the official's going to stop play for a minute, and not sure just why. He takes the ball, walks over to the scoring table. I think just going to verify some fitness. In fact, they got it handled to everybody's satisfaction, and the Ravens are going to be putting it back in play. 11-11 ball game. Benedictine with it out on top, driving in. Preston shoots way too soft. We're letting it down. Here come the Pioneers. They'll fly up the court with Bryant. Feeds inside. Nobody in there for the defense. That'll hook shot. It's going to be short. An open look. Missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Declan Sullivan. BC underneath. And a feed to Purdy. Two hands and throws it down. Drew Purdy gives the Ravens a lead again at 13-11. Foot shot is up, no good. Rebound Sullivan. Ravens are going to run it into the other end of the court. Deglin works to the left side, gets picked up on a switch. We have a mismatch in the middle. Ravens haven't been able to take any advantage of it. Here's a three-point shot launched by Larry Parker III. Larry just getting into the game. Here's the kick to the top. Head fake there. 14-footer, left side, yeah. Malachi Bryant with his fourth point of the game, and he and Caberline lead Mid-America in scoring with four apiece. 13-13 your score at the 12:45 mark of the first half. Heart of America, Athletic Conference Men's College Basketball. A shot, nope. Rebound, Pioneers. And Mid-America with a chance at the lead. Deep into the left corner, Bryant. They'll kick it over to the right to Wagler. Here's in the corner to Mogren. His shot is up for three. Hits the rim. No. Rebound, BC. Parker, of course. Feeds in the middle of Deglin. Over to the left side to Drew. The big man buries it from the corner. Three-point shot, Drew Purdy. 16-13, Benedictine. Inside 12 to play, opening half. Again, down the right side, the shot's going to be blocked from behind. Purdy slaps it away. Sullivan coming up the court, all the way to the baseline. Swings it back over to the right. Larry will go inside and put the shot up and in. Larry Parker. 18-13. The crowd is so elated because Larry put a move on. A defender just falls to the fourth. He'll break the defender's ankles move. He just was lying on the hardwood. Larry goes around him and lays her in. 18-13 Ravens. 11-11 to go in the half. The pass will come into the lane. Shot blocked. Rebound on the floor is going to be picked up by Parker, who gets kind of half tackled in the backcourt. Blakeney will pick up the foul. So for Mackay, his first foul, and for Mid-America, it'll be team foul two. Ravens bring it up with 11 minutes to go in the half, and hanging on to now, a five-point lead, 18-13. Purdy gets triple-teamed at the baseline, out on top. Larry sidesteps the defender, has it knocked away from behind, and they're going to say it goes out of bounds off Parker. The official was in, frankly, perfect position to make that kind of a call. So we're going to go back the other direction. Pioneers will take it off on top. Van Dyke into the game for the first time. Branton Van Dyke, a 6'2 senior from Harriman, Utah. And the Ravens with another block shot. And again, the block by Drew Purdy. Fifteen of the shot clock, 10.5 to go in a half. Pioneers have the ball, Ravens have the lead, it's 18-13. Off the right block, back to the top, over to the side. Ball gets away, and let's say one of the Ravens reaches in. It's Harrison Kissling has just come into the game, and it's going to be him. So Harrison didn't waste any time picking up his first foul. Shot clock will go back to 20. Mid-America, little rainbow for the right side. It is up and good. Ravens just over 10 minutes to play, first half. Around to the left side, looking in, no room, and a pass down to the baseline is going to be deflected, knocked out of bounds. What was happening over there was Bryce LaRue on the left wing was trying to kick it down to the baseline to Larry, who was crossing kind of right beneath the goal. Defender got a hand on it, rejected out of bounds, and we're going to get a timeout with exactly 10 minutes to go in the opening half of the Guys game. It is Benedictine 18, Mid-America 15.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Big Sports Weekend on Care Radio, and tomorrow night, join Gus and me for a Sports Look. Right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report. Brian's going to get you up to speed with stuff starting at 5 o'clock, and then when he's done, has everything pretty well covered, around 5:20-ish, you know, something like that, Sports Look pops on. Get you caught up on all kinds of things and stuff going on around us. High schools and colleges and more. So join us for that tomorrow evening, Friday night. High school football, but not on care. We'll be on one of our sister stations, but you can pick that up. Oh, thanks. Pick it up on the air on the app. And again, Saturday, no Benedictine ball. Ravens with a turnover, Mid-America with the ball. 3-point shot missing. Offensive rebound pulled down by Van Dyke for Mid-America. Into the lane, the shot up off the rim two times. It's going to be up and good. Voss picking up the bucket. Elijah Voss with five, and BC by one. 18-17, 9:20 to play in the first half. Larry for three. Boom! Larry Parker. That'll give him his 5th points of the game. Three on the other end. Wow, what a nice shot. Uriah Boutte with that one. And it is 21-20. 8:45 is rolling. Mid-America, I'm trying to decide if that's a zone that they're playing or not. Kind of looks like one to me. I see a switch in the middle. Here's Degman, spins inside the defender, and Isaiah Cole could not keep up with Degman Sullivan. 23-20, Ravens again by three. Into the lane, the shot from there, nope. And the board's going to be cleared down by Gabe. Gabe Sidjic in the game for BC. Gabe, a big guy, 6'7", along next to Kitts. Ravens over to the left side, Kissling. Kicks it down low. We get a little bump. We get a little whistle. We get a little foul. 35. I thought maybe 33, but it's going to be on Caden Caberline. Caberline picking up his first personal foul. Team foul three. So team fouls are going to be even at three apiece for Mid-America and Benedictine. And the feed inside. The shot's up. Ravens make it 25-20. 7:50 to play in the first half. Talking about the sports schedule, and then Saturday after high school football coverage. Here's a falling away three. Yeah. Fouché with another three. Quickly, he's at 8 points. 25-23. 7.5 to go. First half. Saturday afternoon, we'll be with Benedictine. Kent, Missouri is where we're going to be. Ravens and Homer Stockton. Ladies at two, the guys at four, running one-handed shot. Yes, it hung on the rim. It fell in for Declan Sullivan. 27-23 at the seven-minute mark of the half. Right now, these teams are just going up and down the court, running the offense, finding a shot, and then hitting it. Going back the other way, they're getting some points up here. Ball capped out on top. Two-handed shot misses, and then trying to clear his own rebound down. Van Dyke makes just kind of a silly error. And for Van Dyke, it'll be foul number one. Wait a minute. What did they just call? 6:46 to go. Now the officials are having a little powwow. But now they're coming over talking to Coach Moody. I thought the foul was very clearly on Mid-America after the rebound. Now they're coming over and telling him, oh, it was on the shot. Coach Moody's fit to be tied, and I can't blame him. That is crazy. So Mid-America, not a foul, but instead it's going to be Van Dyke at the free throw line, and he'll quickly put in the first one. Goodness. One more shot for Branton Van Dyke out of Harriman, Utah. He'll hit them both. That is a huge swing. Now 27-25, Ravens. It was going to be 27-23, and Benedictine with a basketball had a chance to make that four-point lead 6 or 7, but not now going to be the case. The Raven 5, Reynolds, Vanderwoody, Sullivan, LaRue, and Purdy. BC will battle some full court pressure on the up court. Jack goes left side. LaRue, they'll go cross court. Vanderwoody back out on top. Sullivan. Sullivan draws a lot of traffic. He starts to drive in. Cross court pass going to be stolen away. Here comes the drive, the shot, and layup missed. They're going to call a foul on Jack. So Vanderwoody's going to pick up his first personal foul. It'll be the Ravens' fourth. They got fifth. Five team fouls by Benedict Villa, because I'd missed one on that trip down the court a moment ago that I didn't realize there was a personal foul. Mid-America back at the line. Ojay will put the first one in. So he's having a big start to the ball game. A couple of threes, a two, and now a free throw. That's his ninth point already. And there we 10. So Uriah, the 6'2 freshman from Dallas, Texas, coming into the game tonight, averaging over 17, and he's already at 10. And the game is tied at 27. Declan Sullivan brings it down. Ravens in those home whites with red and black lettering and trim. Mid-America in the solid red. Here's a Raven 3 missing. Sullivan with a rebound. Goes in, changes hands, plays it off the glass. Knocks it down. Declan Sullivan, 7 points. 29-27. 5.5 to go. Here's Boutte from the corner for three. Now, Sullivan clears it away. Off the miss. Ravens back up the floor. Declan on top. Gets it to Drew. Dishes across. And Preston doesn't go up strong. Allowed himself to be bumped off the shot somehow. And he draws a foul. He's coming to the line. But it would have been a golden opportunity with some focus to have picked up a three-point play. So Preston Reynolds at the line. His first free throw is not even close. Barely hit the front lip of the rim. He slams the ball down as if it was the ball's fault. And Preston coming up there for one more. He is 1 of 3 at the free throw line tonight, has 3 points. That one will go in. 30-27 Ravens. Just a little over 5 minutes to go before halftime. Ryan for the Pioneer swings it over. Cole has come back in. Oh, my goodness. The pass in the middle. The defender goes down. The shot is up, off the window and in. More points for Uriah Boutte. 30-29. 4:54 to go. Now, Vander Woody has the ball stripped out of his hand with the official. Two officials make a call. And now the one at the baseline is going to say, okay, it is a foul. It is going to be on Malachi Bryant of Mid-America, and we're taking a break. Time out of the court with 4:50 to go. Opening half of the men's game. Ravens by one, Benedictine 30, Mid-America 29.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Exciting women's ball game before this one. Went to overtime before Mid-America was able to eke out a one-possession win. Ravens are going to come out of the timeout and bring on the floor Preston Reynolds, Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, Declan Sullivan, and at the five is going to be Drew Purdy. So for the starting five, but Vince not out there as he's in a little foul trouble. Purdy has taken that five spot. Ravens are going to feed into the lane and taking his eye off the ball, losing his concentration. Reynolds is going to turn it over back up with the Wacoma Mid-America. 4 minutes and 40 to go in the first half. Caberline at the five, pushes it out on top. Wagler gets it over to Bate. The ball kicked away down at the baseline and going to be lost out of bounds by Daglin Sullivan. Ravens are going to bring Parker back in. Thanks. Right now, Mid-America is 10 of 21 shooting, 47%. Here's the three. He's going to add to that a little bit, that three-point shot. And Boutte just continues to hit about everything that he throws in the air. Is 3 out of 4 three-point shooting, 5 out of 7 from the floor, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. He's been absolutely fantastic, 15 points already. And the Raven 3 for Sullivan, no good. And a Raven foul by Parker. So Larry, looking for the rebound, picks up his first personal foul, half a dozen by Benedictine. Mid-America brings it back up. Inside, 4 minutes to go in the half. Pioneers leading at 32-30. Ravens come down with a basketball. Off the miss. BC up. Sullivan, right side, Parker. Wants to take the three, but well defended. Cuts across the lane. Swings it over to the left side. Sullivan will handle it. Top of the key. Way up on top again to Purdy. Left side. Now the pass from Reynolds to the baseline, looking for Purdy, is rather errant, flies into the crowd, and Benedictine will turn it over. 3:30 to go, first half. Mid-America goes to the bench, and we're going to get Elliot Mogren back in. Young man from Stockholm. Here's a feed, and an easy layup off the mismatch for the Pioneers and Caberline. 34-30. Pioneers are on a 7-0 run. Here's a feed right. Here's Larry for three. Air ball way too hard. Ravens coming up with the offensive board. Here's a three. Missed. Tipped out. Saved again by Benedictine. out on top to Vanderrudy for three. There it is. Benedictine with some good offensive rebound work, able to secure that back and get back to within a point at 34-33. 2:40 to go, first half. Pioneers have got Kobe Nunez in the game for the first time, a little 6'2 junior from Oakdale, California. Shot clock at 5. Gonna have to hurry. Here's a shot. Boutte for 3 more. Absolutely red hot. Uriah's got 18 points already. He's gonna get 50 tonight. 37-33. Out on top, Drew Purdy. Bingo. Drew is a good three-point shooter. A lot of big guys are, it seems like. It seems so effortless. And Drew's hit his second three of the night and his 8 points. 37-36. The feed to the corner. Got rotated on top. Into the lane. Little front shot. Nope. Raymond poured it down. Here's a BC three. No, Parker couldn't get it to fall. Ravens are looking to take that lead. We're down to a minute and a half to go in the half. Pioneers will bring it up. Bryant working it from the one. Goes over to Nunez. Back out on top. Boutte. And Pioneers are going to throw it away. The ball had come out on top. And as he throws it out, Caberline looks very angry as he goes down to the end of the bench. I think frustrated with that turnover. And at a minute 7 to go before intermission, Ravens, a chance to retake a lead. It's a 1-point game right now. And another turnover by Preston Reynolds. He throws the ball across the court. A little reverse layup, and it's going to result in more Mid-America points. Malachi Bryant has 6. 39-36. And do we get a timeout? I guess we are. We're going to take a break. 41 seconds left in the half. Here in Atchison, Kansas, men's college basketball. Heights Mid-America leading Benedictine 39-36.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Close to halftime here inside the last minute, but when we get back and talk about how that first half has gone together, we're going to talk about a couple of teams who played really well, a couple of teams who have shot the ball well. Benedictine with the basketball right now, and Preston Reynolds gets it out on top. Deglin back to Preston, and the Ravens are not going to get a shot away. So Benedictine is going to waste, after taking that timeout, to set up an offense. Benedictine is not going to get a shot away. Now, Mid-America is going to take a timeout with 19 seconds to go in the half. But, of course, the shot clock's off. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, as Pioneer head coach Adam Hepker, pretty good player in his own right back in his day at Mid-America. Now the head coach for the Pioneers makes that, calls that timeout. Analyze the numbers, information from the first half. Again, what we're going to find is some pretty good shooting, some pretty good basketball from both of these teams, some very similar numbers, and probably kind of what you would expect when you see a one possession game and 19 seconds left before halftime. These two teams have played neck and neck through the course of the first half. Not so different from the ladies' game that went into overtime here in game one tonight. Here come the Pioneers. Again, the shot clock is off. Bryant with a basketball. We're going to get Steglin. Finnberg is going to stand around. Now they've let it down to 8-7. They're cut into the lane. Triple team. The shot goes up. It doesn't roll in. A break for Benedictine is BC coming in from behind. Commits the foul. Picks up their seventh of the half. And it's going to be putting Mid-America at the free throw line. Coming up there is going to be Kobe Nunez. He is 8 of 14 at the free throw line. 57% shooter, but he'll hit that one. That is his first point. And as that was a 1-1, he will earn the bonus. 4.7 seconds left in the half. Second free throw up, off the rim, once, twice, goes in. It is now 41. There it is, 41-36. So the Ravens down 5. Mid-America is going to make them put it on the floor and get that clock started. There we go. Comes in, little backdoor pass. Steglin. And now the officials are stopping the game. Coach Moody's way out on the floor. He ain't liking it. On the clock on both the scoreboard and above the goals. And now they're going to force Benedictine to put it back in play again at the 28-foot mark. Sullivan, 2 seconds, 1 second. From the top of the key, a runner, not even close, but the clock stops with 0.8. Okay, again, Mid-America picking up another foul because they don't want the Ravens to get that shot away. Foul is going to be our call, and that is going to be team foul 6. So the Ravens are going to have 0.8 to get a ball in and get a shot off. So the Pioneers, smart play. They had fouls to give before putting Ravens at the line, forcing BC to inbound it a couple of times. And here's the inbound. That was not very close to what they wanted, and it's halftime. So the first half ends with a bit of a whimper. But the teams are going to go to the locker room. It's an exciting ball game, and we'll be back to summarize it. It's halftime at Atchison, Kansas. As we go to the break, we'll be back to score. Mid-America 41, Benedictine 36.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gym. And those football players were all here, and kind of part of the benefit of them being here to cheer this team on is also being able to be on hand for the recognition of being the champion of the Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division. You hear Coach Osborne in the background introducing his team a little bit and talking about them. What a fantastic season the Ravens are in the midst of. And again, this week they will have an open weekend, and next week we'll be back with them here the Friday after Thanksgiving with Raven postseason football. Let's take a look at the scoring of the first half here in this guy's basketball game. For Mid-America, Uriah Boutte can't stand up. He was 18 points, only hit 6 of 8 shots, including 4 of 5 from 3 and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. One assist, one personal foul, 14 minutes to the first half, 18 points for Uriah. Following him, it drops rather precipitously as Malachi Bryant had a half a dozen, so did Caden Caberline. 5 points in the first half for Elijah Vos. And then you go to two apiece, Kobe Nunez and Brenton Van Dyke and Landon Wagler. For Benedictine, no one reaching double figure scoring at intermission, but getting right close, both Jack Vanderwoody and Drew Purdy, 8 each, 7 for Declan Sullivan. It's Parker, Larry Parker III with 5, 4 in the first half for Preston Reynolds, and 2 each. Harrison Kissling and Bense Duca. So that is the Ravens scoring. Looking at some of the other numbers for you. We talked about how similar halves that these teams brought. Ravens outshot Mid-America. BC 14 of 25, Mid-America 14 of 27, so 56 to 52%. So both teams shooting over half from the floor. From outside, Mid-America, 5 of 9. Pretty impressive. Ravens were 6 of 14, 43% to Mid-America 56. At the free throw line, the Pioneers, 8 of 8. The Ravens were 2 of 4. And for Benedict, maybe as I look at all of those things, kind of problematic, a couple of them, but the biggest one is the turnovers. BC was 8 first half turnovers, Mid-America with only 3, and the Pioneers taking advantage. Mid-America scored 14 points off turnovers where the Ravens scored 3. Benedict was able to win the rebound battle. They have more bench points, more points in the paint. But turning it over, big problem for Benedictine and the subsequent points from that. So we'll see if they don't get some of that stuff ironed out. Second half, much like the ladies' game, I anticipate the second half of this one being absolutely thrilling. Do not go away. Right now, though, we're taking a break. Intermission of the Nolan with your halftime score. Mid-America 41, Benedictine 36. Back we go to Joseph in the studio. He's got your halftime.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to the men's game in just a few minutes, but I did want to cover a little bit of what's going on across the MSC radio network. Coming up tomorrow night, we'll have Sports Look right here at Hot Country 93.7. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. That's Sports Look following the 5 o'clock news report right here at Hot Country 93.7. Well, we're on KNZA. We begin Friday night's festivities with high school football as Osage City will be at Nemaha Central. Tune in right around 7 p.m. for the kickoff. Pre-game will start about 6:30 or so. That is on 103.9 FM. We'll have the Axtell at Hanover game. One heck of a game on 92.1 FM KMZA. Again, kickoff scheduled for 7 p.m. And Tom and Gus Couts will be over on the Pulse, 96.9 FM. They will be having Rossville at Jackson Heights. Again, kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. That sounds like an amazing Friday night. Saturday, we've got a live remote with the Candy Cane Cash, Pia Friends in Atchison at 300 Main Street. And then in the afternoon, starting at 2 p.m., we'll have both men's and women's basketball as it's Benedictine at Culver Stockton. Then coming up on Sunday on KMZA 92.1 and KLZA 101.3, we'll have Kansas City Chiefs football as the Indianapolis Colts are coming to town. Kickoff is high noon, but you want to tune in right around 11 a.m. to make sure that you get all of that pregame show on Sunday. I'll be back with the women's scores as I have them.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Taking a look at the women's scores in the Heart of America Athletic Council, we have got Culver Stockton beating Missouri Baptist 77-65. It was Missouri Valley over William Wood 74-47. Grandview ladies topped Clark 86-77. Baker ladies had a good night over Park 74-65. William Penn fell to Central Methodist with a final score of Central Methodist 73, William Penn 65. Mount Mercy topped St. Ambrose 59-56. And in the game that you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7, Mid-America Nazarene took home an overtime win with 80-77.
And there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Taking a look at some of the men's games in action across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have Missouri Baptist leading Culver Stockton at the half, 48-43. Also at the, well, with 2 minutes into the second, it is William Woods trailing Missouri Valley, with Missouri Valley at 40, William Woods 35. Grandview and Clark are tightly matched at 42 for Grandview, Clark's 37. With the halftime score, it is Graceland 45, Peru State 34. William Penn is leading Central Methodist currently. I'm sorry, Central Methodist is leading William Penn currently 62-50. And Park, men are leading Baker 47-33. In this game, we've got Mid-America Nazarene at 41 points to the Benedictine men 36. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Acheson. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Acheson.
Your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast tonight with a slight chance for showers. Lows around 43. Southeast winds at around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 63 and foggy early tomorrow. Showers likely tomorrow night. Lows around 47. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 54 Friday with showers likely. 57 partly cloudy skies Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Radar indicated showers are in the vicinity. I did check on downtown Acheson just before the beginning of halftime. We had no rain downtown, just a little bit of light mist in the air. It feels like 47 out there. The winds are out of the west. I'm sorry, the east at 5 miles per hour, relative humidity 79%, the dew point 43 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, it's on the rise at 30.10 inches of mercury. The actual temperature is 49. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Acheson. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Back to the Ralph Donald Gymnasium. It's been a big night of college basketball on Cure Radio. Ladies game going into overtime before Mid-America was able to prevail. And this game, a 5-point Pioneer lead as we go to the second half. Welcome and thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer and all-around handle the stuff guy at the studio. Take care of us at halftime. Joseph, thank you. Tom Couch with you here, courtside. Mid-America is going to have the ball to begin the second half with the alternate possession. The Ravens in the home white. Mid-America, they're traveling red, and here we go. Pioneers are going to go from left to right to begin to end the second half, and we'll have the ball to begin the second half. Big guy's going to have it in the lane. It's loose on the floor. Deglin's going to come up with a steal. Someone gets it back to Bryson. Back over to Deglin. Goes in, goes up. Shot going to be deflected. Rebound go back down. Mid-America, here come the Pioneers. Bryant will go over to the left side. The three short. Rebound tipped down, and Reynolds will save it. So both teams starting off a little wild. Running up and down the court, and probably will want to get themselves a little more organized as we go along. Out on top, here's LaRue. That's a good-looking shot, but it'll be a bit short. Rebound, Mid-America. Here's Bryant with it. Bryant goes off top side to the big guy, Caberline. Caberline drives across beneath, hook pass across into the corner, and looking to get it to Bryant, but nice job by Declan Sullivan to reach out with a hand to deflect the ball, knock it away and go out of bounds. Comes back in again to Mid-America. Shot clock 13, 18:50 to go in the game. At the free throw line, Caberline, baseline left, the three, got it. From deep in the corner, Malachi Bryant. His ninth point of the game, 44-36. It is the largest Mid-America lead of the game. Ravens at the free throw line. LaRue, they're doing a really good job stopping Bryson. Here's a BC three. It's going to miss. You've got Reynolds and Vanderwoody, Sullivan, LaRue, and Purdy are going to be the Raven five. Now BC's going to steal it away. Here comes LaRue in. No, got fouled. And again, Mid-America has made a very obvious, very conscious effort to stop Bryson LaRue. I mean, you got to stop Bryson LaRue probably to beat Benedictine. They've done that today. In fact, they've done it extraordinarily well. Bryson has no points, and we're 2 minutes into the second half. Has not scored today. His first free throw will change that. Bryson LaRue comes into the game today averaging about 12. Devin Sullivan averaging about 21. So for LaRue on the board, second free throw gives him two. So it's 44-38. Mid-America. 2 minutes into the second half. Pioneers way upstairs, the Caberline, running a little motion. Got reverse the ball, go cross court, drive in, nicely done. Off the Windham and good, and Malachi Bryant has 11. 46-38. Once again, Benedictine trails by some 8 points. The feed to Preston, who passed up a little shot inside, kicks it up on top. A spinning shot is not going to go in, but we'll get a Mid-America foul call. The whistle is going to be on the Pioneers. Elijah Voss, going to be his first foul. It'll be team foul one in the second half by the Pioneers. Ravens coming to the line. It'll be Declan Sullivan up here. Shot? Yeah. 8 points down tonight for Declan Sullivan. Declan, a good shooter. Free throw up. You'll get them both. It is 46-40. Mid-America inside 17 and a half to go. So still a long way left in this one. Quite a few of the football guys stayed. Oh, a nice pass into the middle. Stolen. Great defensive play by Deglin. Now he'll go coast to coast. Feet underneath. LaRue's running shot is up and good. Sullivan with the steal. Sullivan with the assist. Bryson has four. 46-42. Ravens hanging tough. Inside 17 to go. Got to mention a lot of the football guys that gone home. I'm sure they had classwork to get done tonight. Layup from the left side for Isaiah Cohen. That's his first point of the game. Pioneers go up six. 16 and a half left. So some of those football guys headed out to do homework, but a lot of them sticking around to cheer this basketball group on. Big crowd on hand here. Here's Sullivan from 16, hits it. Declan now in double figures with 11. 48-44. 16-16 to go. And again, driving to baseline, just using his speed, Malachi Bryant, 13 points. 50-44. Malachi Bryant gets that quick first step, drives down the side, gets beside the goal, lays it off the window, missed it, and now, as the Ravens do something very similar, Bryson LaRue is going to be fouled. A defender, see, that's kind of a conscious decision. As a defender, do you come over a little bit late and commit to foul, or do you just, like, kind of stay there and let the guy go in? Well, for Mid-America, they decided we're going to commit to foul. LaRue's free throw. Kicks out. So Bryson LaRue coming into the game today, 7 of 8 at the free throw line this year. Braves are going to bring Vince Duca back in and take Drew Purdy out. So the original starting five tonight are on the floor for Coach Moody. We're going to get Larry Parker to go in. Free throw rolls out, and he will miss them both. Very uncharacteristic for LaRue. 50-44, Mid-America out front. 15-45 and rolling along here in the second half of the ballgame. Ravens coming in tonight at 3-2, 1-0 in the conference. Mid-America coming in at 4-3 and 0-1 in the heart. There's a very long three left side. That is an air ball. It is short. It is wide. And as red hot in the first half as Uriah Butte has been, he missed that one badly and has not yet scored in the second half. We're almost 5 minutes gone. Ravens coming up court. Walking across timeline, Deglan Sullivan. Deglan has hardly been out of the game. Same with Preston. Both of those guys have been out there for virtually the entire game. Here's a 16-footer for LaRue. Air ball short, way off the mark. Rebounding it back down. Pioneer. Mid-America will race it up the floor. Isaiah Cole goes left side to Bryant. Malachi, top of the key. Blakeney. Now, in the lane, no room. Excellent defense. Shot clock at 10. Feet underneath. Ravens double the ball. Little underhand reverse layup. And a really athletic move by Landon Wagler will give him his fourth point of the game and push the Pioneer lead to 8. It is 52-44. 14:20 to go. Second half. Driving shot. Deglan Sullivan. 360 spin and kicks it off the window and good. And as the ball comes in bounds, Benemarca is going to let it get away and we're going to get a timeout. Ravens are going to have it in play when we return with 14:14 to go in the contest. It is Mid-America 52, Benedictine 46.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
To go in the ball game. We welcome you back again to the Nolan Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas. Media timeout. Both the teams put to their sideline with Mid-America in front, 52-46. They've been able to forge an 8-point lead a couple of times now here in the second half, led by 3 at halftime. Benedictine has been able to battle back and hang tight. Numbers continue to be very similar from the floor. BC hitting 53%, Mid-America 56. Perimeter shooting, Pioneers have an advantage there, 50% to 38% for the Ravens. Oh, yeah, thank you. Here's a 16-footer. Won't go for Larry Parker. Mid-America coming up with a rebound. Larry with 5 points in the game. Pioneers cross-court pass slapped away by Preston Reynolds. Here's the deal. Preston is really athletic. He is fast. He can leap. He's got a tremendous athleticism. Mid-America is going to go to the bench, and we're going to get Elijah Voss back in. Voss starting in the ball game, the 6-foot sophomore from Des Moines. Here we go, Mid-America basketball. quick three, up and in. In the first half for Mid-America, it was Uriah Boutte. In the second half, it's been Malachi Bryant. Boutte with 18 at halftime has not scored since half. Bryant with 6 at halftime has got 10 already in the second half. Here's a shot by Larry. No good. Rebound, Pioneer. Mid-America with the largest lead of the game, and now they're going to add to it with a little fast break bucket. And Kobe Nunez hits that score, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Benedictine, going to circle the wagons a little bit here. We're taking a break with 13:09 to play in the game. Mid-America, 57, Benedictine 46.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Well, Mid-America has picked a pretty good time for them to get hot from the floor as they've hit their last 3 consecutive shots. And in the last few minutes, they have outscored the Ravens 9-2. Putting together a double-digit lead. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. 13:09 to go in the ballgame. 57-46. Pioneers in front. Coming out of the timeout. Let's see what we've got. Harrison Kissling and Drew Purdy, Jack Vanderudy, Declan Sullivan, and putting the ball in bounds for Benedictine from deep in the backcourt. Going to be Larry Parker. Mid-America's got to come out of the timeout. Full court pressure. It looks like a pretty good defense. Ravens double in the backcourt, having trouble. Harrison finally gets across. They didn't make it. Benedictine unable to break the pressure. We'll give it back. And the Pioneers with a double-digit lead. And right now, they've got the momentum in this game. 12:58 to play. Is it lots of time? Yeah, absolutely. You want to wait around quite a while to start coming back? Yeah, probably not really. Pioneers will start into the lane, twisting and turning and finally going to bring it off on top with a falling away 14-foot shot is up and in. And Mid-America continues to be hot. Voss will get his 7th point of the game and it is 59-46. Ravens with a 13-point deficit at 12:20 to go in the game. Here's a beautiful back door, and all alone underneath, Declan Sullivan. That will break what had been for Mid-America a 7-0 run. 59-48. Now, Sullivan reaches in to steal the ball, and that little clunk you heard was a Mid-America player who dove to the floor, Malachi Bryant, but springs quickly to his feet. He seems to be well for the Ravens. Going to the bench and entering the game for the first time, the guy who had a really good game his last time out for Benedictine on Saturday, Jared Lee. Jared, a 6'2 sophomore from Kansas City, Missouri. Pioneers are going to put the ball in play, drive to the baseline, and the shot is rejected out of bounds by Drew Purdy. It was in the hands of Kobe Nunez, and Purdy just went from behind. Always risky business. Rejects that shot into the stands. And 11:53 to go in the half, or in the game. 11:53 to go in the game, and 12 on the shot clock. They take a moment, towel down the floor just a little bit, although I didn't think anybody had hit the floor, but perhaps. Officials taking so much time here tonight. And I'm not sure if they're doing that or no. The official just not satisfied with the floor. Now he's asking somebody to come out here with a towel and get down there. Now he's standing there kicking it around with his foot. My suggestion would be get down on the floor, get on your hands and knees, rub that towel on the floor, and let's get it dry, and let's get back, okay? 11:53 to go. Okay, it's going to be Pioneer Ball with the baseline. They're satisfied with the housekeeping now. Inbound it comes to the left, wide open three, fails, and rebound, Purdy. Benedictine, up court, here's Larry. Goes all the way, coast to coast, drives in, blocking foul. A defender has stepped in front of Parker, and the foul is going to be on Blakeney. Blakeney will pick up the personal foul. It's going to be his second foul of the game. Oh, wait, I thought they were going to be shooting free throws instead of Parker. He comes to the line, and the official goes, no, that contact was prior to your shot. So, yeah, I was with Larry. I thought he was coming to the line, but he is not. Or he was putting it in at the baseline. Jared brings it in. Jack puts it up. Jack hits the bucket. They're going to wave it off. They're going to say he stepped on the sideline, and the Ravens having some struggles here. 11:40 to play. Mid-America with a basketball, leading by 11. They have led by as many as 13. Mid-America up with it. Here's Van Dyke. Goes all the way to the left side. And the Raven tight defense. They're right in his hip pocket. Ultimately results in a foul. Van Der Woody picking up his second. Had not been many fouls in the second half. We're 8.5-plus minutes in. Baseline corner three is up and good for the Pioneers and Wagler. 62-48, largest lead of the game for Mid-America now at 14, and the Ravens are going to turn it over on the upcourt. Pioneers launch a three. That's another one. This thing's getting out of hand. Shot from the baseline right, and we're going to get another timeout. Taking a break. We're down to 11:06 to go in the game. Mid-America 65, Benedictine 48.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
So far in the ballgame, Mid-America. Well, they have taken six more shots than the Ravens. And they have hit six more shots than the Ravens. BC 18-35. Over half their shots have gone in, 51%, but for Mid-America, 24-41, hitting 60% from the floor, hitting 56% from three on 9 of 16 shooting, hitting 8 of 8, perfect at the free throw line. And the Raven numbers are good, but those numbers are just fantastic. For BC, full court pressure applied by Mid-America. Ravens are going to get up the court. Here's Harrison Kissling. Kissling with the ball up top side. On the court for Coach Moody right now, it's going to be Jared Lee and Preston Reynolds, Harrison Kissling, Jack Vanderwoody, and Larry Parker. So the Ravens going with a much smaller lineup. Here's a shot from the lane. Won't go in. Rebound, Mid-America. Blakeney coming up with the basketball into the forecourt. It's going to be Van Dyke. Comes down between the circles. Goes there to Nunez. So Pioneers with one starter on the floor right now. Here's a feed across to the baseline. And they're going to say Blakeney was not able to get a handle on that thing. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be or even basketball. And again, Mid-America sticks with that full court press. We're going to have a media timeout coming up here, I suspect, before very long, with 10-10 to go. All the way down the left side, Jared Lee keeps the dribble going. Now he's going to pick it up, out on top of it to go to Kissling. Kissling comes right, looks behind him. Van der Rudy stops, falls away. 18, nope. Rebound, Mid-America. Blakeney coming up with the basketball. We're going to get Bryson LaRue back into the game. We're going to get Deglin back into the game. Here's a feed into the lane. Twisting, cutting inside the defender with a pretty play. Wow. What a nice job down there by Wagler. He's having a big second half. Pioneers go up 19. 9:20 to play. Parker has it stripped out of his hand, but is able to go back and recover it. That's a good recovery by Larry. 67-48. The pass into the corner. Parker glides in and lays it off the glass. And the Ravens coming up with a steal. Here comes Kissling. Kicked it back. Jack for three. Hits it. Vanderwood hits the three. And we're going to get a timeout by Coach Hepker. Mid-America taking a timeout. Here we go. Break with 8:57 to go in the game. Mid-America 57. Or rather, Mid-America 67, Benedictive 53.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
To go in the ball game, 67-53. Mid-America in front. Welcome back to the Nolan Gym, everybody. Gives me an idea. I'm just going to take a little tour here if I can. We're at the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Let's see if we can pick up any of the other scores trying to conference tonight, just for because I think we can. I think that's the only reason we're doing it. We're doing it because we can do it, right? Pioneers coming up court with the basketball. Shot for the right side, missing. Offensive rebound. They'll bring it back off on top. All right, here we go. In the second half, Missouri Baptist with a big lead over Colvin Stockton, 72-54. That's just like 8 minutes to go. You've got Missouri Valley in front of William Woods with 4 minutes left, 66-57. Grandview up 9 over Clark with 4 minutes to play. Also, Graceland with a big 74-57 lead over Brew State up in Lamoni. Ravens with the ball go cross court. A beautiful back door. Too far underneath the goal for Bryson. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound, Mid-America. Penn is losing at Central Methodist by 12 with 8 minutes left. Here's a baseline shot. Moke open the Pioneers. Head out of bounds to Benedictine. And in the final game going on around the conference tonight, halfway through the second half, 10 minutes to go, it is the closest of the games. Park leads Baker 69-62. But here are the Nolan Gym and Ashes of Kansas. 67-53, Mid-America out front. 7.5 to play in the contest. Ravens have brought Gabe into the ball game. Sidjick, big guy, checks in. Shot goes up for BC. Doesn't go down. Pioneers rebound it back. They're going to take it the other way. With a 14-point lead and 7-11 to go in the contest, Mid-America's going to be patient. They'll drive down and get it inside, miss the shot. Pioneer fans clamoring for a foul. Won't get that call. Here's LaRue, stumbles to the floor, gets it into Preston, and he'll lay it up and in. All right, for LaRue, his first point of the second half, 6 points in the game, 67-55. Now the ball is going to be stolen away by Sidgwick, and Benedictine back up court with it. Falling away, Vanderwoody's three, not close. Rebounding it down, Mid-America, they'll outlet it up court. Let me just go out on a limb and suggest to you that the quality of play has diminished here in the last five, six, seven, maybe minutes. Pioneers out on top. A desperation three, but it is going to be as the shot clock gets away. So Zidjic will check out. Back in is going to come through Purdy. Got Purdy, Vanderwoody, Sullivan, Reynolds, and LaRue. 6 minutes to go. Ravens with the basketball. Lots of time, taking plenty of time. Here's a three. Reynolds, nope. Rebound underneath. Purdy, back up and in. Nice play. And Drew's first point of the second half and his 10th point tonight. 67-57. So the Ravens have scored. Is that 9 in a row? Yeah, 9-0 run. Little backdoor pass. Saved by Mid-America. They rotate it. Now feed the lane. Contact. And is it a block? It is. Wow. Going to call a block. You found off Preston Reynolds, who springs to his feet, feeling that he had drawn the offensive player control foul, but apparently that's not going to be the case. In the Raven team foul free in the second half, there have not been a lot of those. Now the inbound is going to be fought for and stolen. Ravens are going to come up with it. Going to the other end. Nice job, Sullivan, with a driving layup, and it's up and in. And suddenly, that huge Mid-America lead, it's not such a huge Mid-America lead anymore. Declan Sullivan hitting the bucket, coming to the free throw line. Ravens are a moment ago down 19. Suddenly, they're down 8 and can cut it to 7 right there. So the Ravens will cut that to a 7-point game, 67-60, and Benedictine is now on a 12-0 run, and all of a sudden they're right back in this thing with 5 minutes and 20 to go. Pioneers are going to be putting it into play in the backcourt. Benedictine, Reynolds, Sullivan, LaRue, Parker, and Purdy. That's the BC 5. Mid-America will come into the forecourt. Uriah Boutte. Back out on top, Malachi. Right, oh, go to the right side. They work around the three-point circle. Shot clock at 9. The bounce pass in the middle of the ball gets loose. Saved by Mid-America with 6. Now with 4. Now with 3. Desperation shot. Off the mark. Pioneers are going to get a nice offensive board. Now sits on the floor. And are they going to say Raven foul as they go for the basketball? And I think it is going to be on Benedictine. It is going to be on Bryson LaRue. And it is going to bring us to the under 5 timeout. Timeout on the court. 4:48 to go in the game. Mid-America 67, Benedictine 60.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Going to ball game, 67-60. What a comeback for Benedictine. Man, you got to give it to him. It would be so easy. Down 19, middle of the second half. Yeah, it'd be easy just to say, oh, you know. But they haven't. Battling in this one. Pioneers with a basketball. Shot clock at a dozen. Cutting down the right side of the lane. Lots of traveling going on. Lots of movement of the feet. The shot turning around. It's going to be up and in. Wow. That was a good one by Uriah, who had not scored in the second half after 18 in the first half. Butte gets his first second half points right there. 69-60. 4:14 to play. Ravens right side. Purdy three. Rebound slapped out on top. Bryson's three. Rebound. Mid-America. Raves had two really good looks by two of the guys you like to see taking those shots. Neither one of them was able to fall, and Pioneers are going to dodge one right there. 3:50 left. Back off top side, Wagler. Again, they run motion, then they reverse it back. Gets it out here to Bryant. Shot clock at 5, 3. Shot blocked underneath. Shot on the floor. Time expires. Ravens are going to get it. Before Mid-America, it's kind of that risk and reward. You risk letting Benedict to draw closer, but you take some time off the clock. Very defensive-minded play. Very playing not to lose kind of play. 3:33 to what? Go. Here comes Benedictine down 9. Up the floor and across midcourt, Deglin Sullivan. And we're going to get a foul on Mid-America. Sullivan was being guarded remarkably closely by Isaiah Cole. And we finally get a call. So for the Ravens, 20 will go back on the shot clock, but now time becoming an issue with 3:20 to play. Benedict needs a bucket here. Coach Moody on his feet. Some of these guys, come on, you got to pick it up. 9 on the shot clock. The ball gets loose from Larry. They'll feed underneath to Drew. Purdy up and in. Nice job. Drew Purdy picking it up, but the Ravens use a ton of time on that possession. 12 points for Drew. On the other end of the floor, the shot is no good. And apparently, we're going to have a Benedictine foul called. The whistle is going to be on Drew. It's going to be his second foul tonight. And at 2 minutes and 50 to go in the game, Ravens down 7. Mid-America coming to the line. Malachi Bryant, he's hit everything he's thrown up and hits that one. Bryant, 16 points now. Now 17 with that first free throw. And now 18 with that free throw. So it is 71-62. And clock becoming a bigger issue now with 2 minutes and 40 to go. Ravens looking to go to 2-0 in the conference. Benedict looking to pull even at 1-1. On the right side, Vanderwoody. Got the three. Jack from the corner. That is his fourth three of the game. And suddenly, it is a two-position lead, 71-65. Pioneers with it down the right side. Back on top, Bryant. Malachi pulls up, 14-footer, off the rim, new offensive rebound, stripped away, out of bounds, Pioneer basketball. 2:08 to go in the ballgame at 19 on the shot clock. Pettibarco will be putting it in play at the offensive end. Coming out of the game for the Pioneers is going to be Landon Wagler, and back in will come Boutte. BC is going to take Larry out of the game, and they're going to bring LaRue back in. Pioneers, you would think they would want to run a little more time off before they put this one airborne. 12 seconds, 2 minutes to play. 10 on the shot clock. Cutting into the lane, spinning, losing the handle of the ball. It's going to be lost, stripped away, goes out of bounds. Pioneers are going to have it in with 4 seconds, but again, they have taken a lot of time off. 1:52 to go tonight. 4 on the shot clock. Middlebury will have it to play in front of their bench. Boss says, give it to me. They're like, no. Comes out on top, passes him to the bat of three. Ravens are going to come up with a steal. So Middlebury did not get a shot away. Here comes Benedictine up front with the basketball, down by 6. Minute 40 to play. BC up top side. Both coaches on their feet. I mean, they are working. Here's Declan Sullivan into the corner. Vanderwoody. Three! Jack Vanderwoody from the corner hits another one. And suddenly, this Benedictine team down 19. Less than 10 minutes ago is now down 3. It's a one-possession ball game, and we got a timeout on the floor. 1:25 to play. Mid-America 71, Benedictine 68.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Good to have you with us here at the Nola Gymnasium, where a game that could have gotten out of hand has not. A game the Ravens could have given up on, they did not. And they have fought back, battled back, and down 19 with less than 10 minutes of play. Now, with a minute 25 to go, it is a 71-68 contest. Joseph in the studio, Tom Cassidy here at courtside. Good to have you along with us for men's college basketball. Benedictine hosting Mid-America. Couple of rivals to go back to. I think the day they started putting air in basketball. I mean, these guys have been playing for a long, long, long time. Pioneers are going to bring it in play in the backcourt. Here we go, coming out of the timeout. Uriah Boutte with the basketball. They're going to run again. Back to that motion offense. They're trying to get a little isolation here on Malachi Bryant for Boutte. Those guys are both really fast guards. Shot clock at 13. Back over deep to the right corner. They get the mismatch. They want it. They're going to feed it across to the big guy. Can't get a shot away. Drew Purdy makes him shoot over him. The shot is going to be up. It's no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Raven basketball. 56 seconds to go. And Mid-America again does not put any points up. And the Ravens are going to make an offense defense switch. Back into the game is going to come Vanderwoody. Out of the game is going to come Larry Parker. And the Ravens can tie it on this possession. 55, 54 seconds to go in the game. Out on top is Deglin. Ladies' game was close. Went into overtime. Guys' game is close. One possession contest with 40 seconds to go. Shot clock at 13. Sullivan goes to the left side. Wants to feed to the corner. Gets it away to Vanderwoody. He'll spin in traffic, puts up a crazy shot, no good, and we're going to get a foul, we're going to get a travel. What's going to be the call underneath the goal? It is a foul called against Mid-America. And that has got Coach Hepker very dissatisfied. And the Ravens are going to come to the line. However, the Ravens are going to come to the line, but for two shots, they trail by three, now with 28 seconds left. LaRue, front half, up and good. It was a one and one. And Bryson LaRue, who had missed two a moment ago, hits that one, makes him three out of five. Looking for the one-point game. There it is. 71-70 Mid-America. 28 seconds left. Now, for the Ravens, looking for a steal. Going to have to commit a foul on the inbound. We're going to quickly have a foul on Deglin. And here's part of the problem. The Ravens, that is only six. So the next foul will put Mid-America at the line for the 1-1. This is why I left the 1-1. Forces the team to hit their free throws. Pioneers are going to bring it in again. Ravens trying to pin it up in the backcourt. Surround, and there's going to be a foul. 25 seconds left. The foul is going to be on Sullivan, who looks around and says, I wouldn't even think I'd close to that, but okay, he'll take that, his first foul. Now, again, Mid-America is going to make an offense-defense switch, and Benedictine is going to make an offense-defense switch as Van Witte is going to check back in. Mid-America is going to take Boutte out of the game. And they're going to bring Wagler in. The free throw is good. So Malachi Bryant has missed very few shots tonight, I'm going to tell you. 2 out of 3 from three. 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. 7 of 14 overall. Second free throw for the three-point lead rolls in. So Malachi's going to hit them both, and it's 73-70. And the Ravens are going to get this thing to midcourt, taking a timeout. We're going to take it. Benedictine looking for the final shot that's going to send this thing to overtime. We'll be back. 22 seconds to play. Mid-America 73, Benedictine 70.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
So the crowd is getting its money's worth tonight here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Ladies game going to overtime. Guys game with 22 seconds left. It's a three-point game. The Ravens trail, but they've got the basketball. Can they send this one to overtime as well? For Benedictine, it's going to be put in play at the 28-foot mark right in front of the Raven bench. It'll be Bryson LaRue to do the inbound work. He'll go into the backcourt, get it to Deglin Sullivan. Who's going to take the three-point shot? Sullivan's going to attack the bucket. Spin into the lane. Kick it out on top. It's loose on the floor. Saved by LaRue. He goes up. Got fouled. That was nowhere near what the Ravens had in mind. However, it's going to be Benedictine at the line with 13 seconds left. Pioneers are going to make a couple of switches. At the line, Bryson LaRue. He hit two. Missed two, then hit two a moment ago. So 4 out of 6 at the free throw line tonight. Perfect. It is now a two-point game. Crazy that Bryson was held scoreless in the first half. Mid-America, certainly knowing how good he is, worked very hard to keep him off the scoreboard. All right, one more free throw coming up here for Bryson LaRue. takes his time and irons it up. On his way, perfect. So LaRue will hit them both. 73-71. 13 seconds to go. Pioneers are going to be putting in a play in the backcourt. They are allowed to run the baseline. Looking in, going one. It's going to be taken over the shoulder. Going to drive the length to the floor. Shot is going to be up. It's going to be blocked. And it's going to be Mid-America at the free throw line for two. And taking it down the floor, Uriah Boudet. The foul is going to be on Deglin. Not a consequence. Still 8.7 seconds to go. Pioneers are going to put everybody near midcourt. Uriah at the line. First free throw is good. Allow me to just be very candid. Mid-America's been okay at the free throw line, okay? They're now 13 of 13 at the line tonight. So, you know, that's not bad. Not terrible. One more shot coming here for Uriah. Yeah, he got it. So it is 74-72. Make it 75. Let me fix that. We're going to hang on to it, Joseph. We're going to get another timeout, of course. 75-72. Mid-America out front. Tomorrow here on Kent Radio, join us for Sports Look. Yes, and I are going to bring you updates on all of the things around high school football. Getting ready to go to high school basketball. The teams that are not playing football are practicing basketball. It'll be starting momentarily. We've got college football to talk about with Benedictine and others, the Ravens in the postseason, the NAIA Football Championship Series. We got lots of stuff to talk about, so join us tomorrow right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report, which begins at 5. And then when he's done, you know, 5:20-ish, we will bring you Sports Look. And then we got lots more things to cover, but right now we're going to finish this game with 8 seconds to go. Benedictine with a basketball, trying to get by 3. You'd expect Mid-America to foul somebody. They have not. Here comes LaRue. Comes up, and there's the foul. 5 seconds left. And LaRue coming to the line again. Now you're Benedictine. Do you miss the second one? I mean, you're 5 seconds in a three-point game. Interesting. First things first. That shot is good. So now it is a two-point game. 75-73. 5 seconds left. Ravens are going to take Larry Parker out. They're going to come back in with Drew Purdy. So does he, do you try to miss this shot? To give yourself the ball. They do. And it's rebound. And it's fouled. And it's up and it's in. They're going to say they're waving it off. The official said he was across the free throw line when a shot got taken. And now, are they going to appeal this? Can you appeal this? Coach Moody's way out there. The shot by LaRue misses. He gets the rebound as it came right back to him. And then put the follow shot up. An official and Coach Moody are having a very serious close quarters conversation. And apparently it's not going to count. Mid-America's going to have it. They'll bring it in. Ravens are going to commit a foul with 3.1. The foul is going to be on Jack. So it's 75-73. That was what you would have thought was going to happen. Missed the second one. Hoped to get the offensive rebound. They did. Follow it up. They did. Hit the bucket. They did. And then the official waves it off. Apparently it's not something that is reviewable. I don't know. Here's the free throw. Rolls in. Mid-America goes up by three with 3 seconds left. And they're going to make multiple substitutions, defensive substitutions. Everybody's going to drop into the backcourt. Landon Wagler can give his team a four-point lead, and he gets it. And Mid-America did not miss a free throw tonight. Can you believe they are perfect at the line? Upcourt pass is going to roll around. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll go back to Mid-America. That's going to do it. Mid-America is going to hang on and come away with a crazy win here tonight. They'll happen to play in front of the Raven bench 2 seconds ago. It'll go into the four-court final score tonight. Pioneers 77, Ravens 73. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Welcome back to the Dolan Gymnasium, where the crowd is kind of milling about and slowly making its way to the exit. What? Hey, it's an exhausting night. So many things going on. A couple of fantastically close games. And unfortunately for the Benedictine fans, both of them ended up going the way of the visitors tonight from Mid-America here in the second game tonight. Ravens is taking it down to the wire and trying a little subterfuge. Down three. Got fouled. 5 seconds to go. Go to the free throw line. Hit the first one. Missed the second. Get a rebound and put back. And then the official stops the game and says no. The shooter, the free throw shooter, was across the line. And so the ball goes back to Mid-America and they were able to. He got fouled and went down and hit a couple of shots late. Winning it 77-73. Craziness. Okay. We'll save a copy of that for Coach Moody, who's going to be up here in a minute. He probably has one by now. Let's take a look at the how the game shook out. There are some statistics here that are stunning. First of all, for Mid-America, three guys in double-digit scoring. Uriah Boutte with 22 and Malachi Bryant with 20. Landon Wagler, 14 points tonight. Drops all the way then to Elijah Voss is 7. Caden Camberline with a half a dozen for tonight for Kobe Nunez and two each, Brent Van Dyke and Isaiah Cole. For Benedictine, man, Steglin Sullivan, another great night. 7 of 10 shooting the ball, 18 points this evening. Jack Vanderwoody on 6 of 11 shooting, 5 of 8 three-point shooting. Can't get any better than that. 17 points for Jack, and with a dozen, Drew Purdy, who hit 5 of 7 shots. So these guys shooting well, and Benedictine battling tough in this one. 9 points for Bryson LaRue. Oddly, Bryson was defended really well, did not score at all in the first half. Larry Parker III had 7 off the bench tonight. Preston Reynolds with a half a dozen. 2 each for Vince Duca and Harrison Kissling for BC. But start looking at the numbers, and I'm sure coaches are reviewing those and talking to his team. Here's the thing. Benedictine shot well, 49%. That's pretty good. 39% from 3/4 from the free throw line. These are kind of like where you set your mark, okay? You're going to set the bar, you're like, you know, half from the floor and, you know, maybe 40% from 3/4 from the free throw line and hope to get those kind of numbers. And the Ravens are right there on all of those. But Mid-America, 26-51, hit 51% from the floor. From the outside, they were 9 of 19. But at the free throw line, they were phenomenal. Ravens hit 12 of 16. That's really good. Mid-America hit 16 of 16 free throws. That's fantastic. Each team very similar. Each team with 14 turnovers. Mid-America turned those into 24 points. The Ravens turned those turnovers into 18. Rebounds, virtually even, 27-26. And you go down to those numbers, and you'll find out just how close this game was. It's identical in almost every category. But for me, and again, we'll be talking to Coach in a little bit. The fact that the Ravens found themselves trailing in the second half with about 10 minutes to go by 19 points. It was 67-48 with under 11 minutes to go. And then they began to battle back, and the next thing you know, they take this thing to a one-possession game in the last minute. And it went back and forth from there. So that was, I thought, just absolutely fantastic effort by this team, and shows me a lot of what they're made of. Take when we play a Mid-America team that is, and I find it hard to believe that Mid-America is the only team in this conference receiving votes in the national poll, so kind of wacky. Joining us up here, Coach Ryan Moody. Got me on there, Coach?
Yep.
Coach, your guys showed me a level of determination and not willing to give up anything tonight, fighting themselves down midway through the second half and just refusing to go away. And I was so impressed by them.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Tom. I mean, we just got done talking about it. I mean, we had one lull in the second half on offense that kind of put us in a bind. And at the 10-minute timeout, we told them, let's get this thing to single digits. At the 5-minute timeout, we said, let's get this fear of God in them. Let's make it a one-possession game. And they got it right there. And they did not fight. I know people probably get tired of it. I love this team. Like, we're not defined by six games at the beginning of the year. This team will continue to get tougher and better. And, I mean, we had two keys at the half, Tom. I mean, down and two keys at the half were slow down number 10. He had 18 at the half. He finishes with 22. So we gave up 4 to him in the second half. And the other one was slow down the turnovers. We had 8 or 9, I think, in the first half and finished with 14. So we accomplished both of those. You know, a couple of bounces or plays go our way. I thought the contributions off the bench were great. You know, Bente gets in foul trouble, doesn't provide us much tonight. But the guys that came in off the bench did a really good job. And MNU is a good team now. I mean, they're 4-3 or now 5-3, but they've played an impossible schedule of opponents. And, we'll be just fine. I mean, I will go to war with this group, go compete with this group every single night of the week. So we just got to learn from it And we got to shake it off and not let us beat us on Saturday.
Mid-America knows some of your strengths, and they certainly, in the first half, they were doing everything they could to keep Bryson off the scoreboard. But you're not going to keep him off all night. In the second half, he was able to make some adjustments and did what he does.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this isn't anything anybody doesn't know. You know, tomorrow, Tom, we get on a bus at 9 a.m. and we go to Bryson's father's funeral. You know, so that kid's carrying quite the weight.
Yeah, for sure. No question about that, Coach. And so for your guys, you're talking about a bounce back. You're going to bounce back also on the bus on Saturday. We're going to go over to Culver-Stockton. It's always kind of a hard place to play over there. It's good. The good news is I like to see some of the St. Louis guys who are able to make the trip north, kind of pop up there and, you know, and say hey and kind of support the club. But going over there, I'm just fine. Like, I never know what I'm going to expect. I don't know what I'm going to see over there.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I haven't thought much about Culver because we're trying to get through tonight and tomorrow. But we'll be ready for them on Friday afternoon when we get the team back on the floor. You know, you never know what you're going to get out of Culver there. But I know what we're going to get out of our team. And I know that we're going to show up and we're going to play fast and we're going to play physical. I'm already positive about Saturday. You know, we got to flush this one. We'll get through tomorrow as a family and get on that bus on Saturday and reset. Get back to doing what we do.
Coach, I'm going to leave you to it, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And we'll be talking to you very shortly.
Thanks, Tom. Have a safe trip on Saturday.
Thank you. Coach Ryan Moody of the Benedictine Ravens, and that's going to wrap it up for what was a night of absolutely exciting nose-to-nose, toe-to-toe basketball. Benedictine ladies coming up just short. It was an overtime loss for them to Mid-America and for the BC guys coming down to the last final seconds, and Mid-America comes away with that one. Hey, we want to thank you for being with us this evening. Tomorrow night, Sports Look about 5:20. Friday night, we'll be on one of our family of stations, and I'll invite you to go to MSC, well, the MSC radio app, and pick us up on the Coast Station, or you can go to any of the MSC news and MSC sports and get to listen live. And we'll be bringing you some Jackson Heights and Rossville game Saturday afternoon. It'll be Benedictine football, and it is a very busy time getting into the end of semester number one. Thanks for having me join us. We'll greet you next time for our man Joseph, doing all the work in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, well done as always. From the Nolan GM, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.